third guy, and they say, well, you must have gone to the University of Oklahoma. And the third guy goes, why, yes, I did. How could you tell? And they said, well, we saw your class ring when you picked your nose.
I got called to Minnesota, and the nudist camp put out a sign, we are open, but we are clothed. They had a midget who joined that nudist camp, but he was asked to leave because he kept poking his nose into everybody's business. Yeah, they found a big hole in the wall around the nudist camp. Police are looking into it. So the priest wanted to get away from his priesthood, you know, for an afternoon and just be treated like a regular person. And he went to this nudist camp, and a beautiful young woman walked up. She just had the most wonderful breasts he'd ever seen. She said, hi, Father. He said, how'd you know it was me? She said, I'm Sister Catherine, remember?
Please, please help me. I haven't eaten anything for days.
Oh, God, I wish I had your willpower.
So, Pablo Picasso surprised a burglar at work in his studio. Burglar got away, but Picasso told the cops he could do a rough sketch of what he looked like. And on the basis of that, the police arrested a Mother Superior, a washing machine, and the Eiffel Tower. The man and the wife walked out of divorce court in Mississippi. The man said, stop crying, so we got a divorce. You're still my cousin.
Oh, yeah. So, there was a robber who broke into the public radio station and stole $100,000 worth of pledges.
Oh.
That's a slow one, I know.
There was a Baptist preacher and a priest who sat next to each other on the plane. The flight attendant came around and asked what they wanted to drink. Priest said he'd like a glass of whiskey. Preacher asked for a soft drink. He turned to the priest. He said he thought Christians should avoid alcohol. The priest said, yeah, but Jesus drank wine. And the Baptist said, I know that, and I would have thought a lot more of him if he hadn't. So ask me about the secret of comedy.
Okay, what's the...
Timing. We need jokes in this country. Yes, we do. Do your part.
There comes a time when we need to sit around. We need to sit down and have a beer.
There is so much anger, and it's time to tell a joke. And laugh, the greatest gift of all.
We are the Blondes, we are the Baptists, we are the lawyers and the zombies and Norwegians. There's a joke we're telling and making people laugh. Did you hear the one about you and me?
A computer programmer. As God has shown us by putting us on earth, life is just one joke after another.
We are the Blondes, we are the light bulbs, we are the man who walked into the bar.
So a man walked into work on Monday. He had a black eye, and his boss asked him what happened. The man said, well, I went to church, and I was sitting behind this big woman, and when we stood up to sing hymns, I noticed that her dress was caught in her crack. So I pulled it out, and she turned around, and she glared at me. Well, the boss said, well, where'd you get the shiner? He said, well, I mean, I figured she didn't want it out, so I pushed it back.